This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Yesterday, Israel advised the United Nations people in the northern Gaza Strip need to leave within 24 hours. The news comes as officials expect the Israeli army to launch a ground assault against the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. The Israel Defense Forces say it's mobilized about 300,000 reservists near the Gaza border and are continuing large-scale strikes on Hamas targets. The United Nations says it's physically impossible to evacuate that many people without devastating humanitarian consequences. 24 Americans are among the dead from the brutal hands of Hamas, with 14 still missing. Should be noted, a former Hamas boss called for a global jihad today. If you see something, say something. Iran will not get the $6 billion from the prisoner swap by the Biden administration. For now,
the U.S. has announced the freezing of $6 billion in Iranian assets released in a prisoner swap, Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tel Aviv.
None of the funds that have now gone to Qatar have actually been spent or accessed in any way. By Iran.
This move comes in response to bipartisan pressure on the Biden administration, citing Iran's ties to Hamas and the group's recent attack on Israel. I'm John Schaefer.
A former IRS worker is pleading guilty in federal court after he stole and leaked presidential candidate Donald Trump's tax records. Between 2018 and 2020, Charles Littlejohn stole tax information associated with Trump and thousands of the nation's wealthiest people and leaked the information to mainstream media. Yesterday, Littlejohn pleaded guilty to one count of disclosure of tax return information in a Washington, D.C. court. Prosecutors are seeking 8 to 14 months in prison. TGIF, my friend, on this Friday the 13th. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
New York Comic Con gets ready today at the Javits Center.
Even though actors Chris Evans and Ewan McGregor, among others, will be there for autographs and photo ops, they cannot promote any projects during the four-day event because of the ongoing SAG-AFTRA strike. Doors open at 10 a.m. all 4 days, and organizers do recommend downloading the mobile app, which gives you access to venue maps, autograph schedules, and push notifications. I'm Corey Myers.
Folks receiving Social Security benefits will see a cost of living increase. Yesterday, the Social Security Administration announced the annual cost of living adjustment for the next year will be 3.2%. The adjustment means the average monthly payment for retirees will be a little more than $1,900 come January. Benefits saw the biggest boost since the 1980s, the previous 2 years, due to inflation from government overspending. Last year, recipients received an increase of 5.9%, while this year saw an increase of 8.7%. Inflation continues to grow, costing Americans with less spending power. The latest report from the Labor Department reveals a 0.4% rise in the Consumer Price Index for September. The number surpassed the predictions of most analysts. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Denver Broncos 19-8 in Thursday Night Football. Thanks for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. John Fleetwood joins us now, the managing editor for American Faith. Hey, John, how are we doing?
Hey, Bill, doing fantastic, sir. How are you?
Well, mindful and praying that today, to counter this day of jihad, that we would have a day of peace. Mm. Why not? Let's counter the call and have a day of peace, a day of shalom, okay? Let's choose good over evil. This day of jihad that, is not going to help the cause. And I think fair-minded Arabs, Palestinians, seeing what they did over the weekend is unconscionable. They see it for what it is. And many, I may have mentioned to you when we talked with General Avivi on Monday, former IDF general, he said, Bill, there's already been hundreds of thousands of Palestinians escaping to Egypt. And, of course, we just got news yesterday that Egypt says, we're done. I mean, they're like the mayor of New York going, we can't handle anymore. Close the gates. Those Palestinians who decided to stick around now are being warned that the IDF is coming in and they're sectioning off the Gaza in such a way, because what people need to understand, you got 300 miles of tunnels underneath that even go well into Israel proper, beyond the boundaries of the Gaza. And they've been wreaking havoc and, and exercising their terrorist activities over the years, utilizing those tunnels. And this is going to be a process, as we've been talking about, for anybody who's been in the military and understands urban warfare, hand-to-hand combat, one door at a time. I mean, this is the most dangerous of military action that can be taken. So our prayers are with the IDF. Our prayers for peace, and that for those fair-minded Palestinians and those that aren't aligned with Hamas. If you're aligned with Hamas, then you are going to partake in the whirlwind that that Hamas has set into motion. And I pray for your souls. But for those that can, that can distance themselves, from this corrupt government, because Hamas is a government and a military government at that. And what they did is unconscionable, and Israel has every right to defend itself.
Absolutely. And Hamas is, Bill, the Sunni Islamist political militant organization that controls the Gaza Strip. They're bordered by Israel to the east and north, and Egypt to the southwest. As I'm looking at these headlines since this first horrible attack happened over the weekend, beside hearing about the deaths, there have been thousands of deaths now on both sides. sides, Palestinians and Israelis. One beside that and the horror and the pictures we're seeing in the videos, one of the most concerning things for me here on the American front is that there's been this call from Hamas for a global Muslim uprising.
Yes.
Now, they put this out on their MIRI TV.
Mm-hmm.
MIRI TV is this network in it's a Pakistani TV networks with the it's a Middle Eastern TV network. They put out this call that came directly from Hamas. I want to read, if I can, Bill, just a couple of excerpts, because there's been some confusion about what was said, what was not said.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is startling. And I'm just going to read direct quotes from
okay.
what Hamas said. So their proper title, Islamic Resistance Movement, Hamas, they issued this statement on Tuesday. And they said that Friday, which is today, the 13th, is this what they call Al-Aqsa Flood Sunday. Now, what does that
mean?
Well, in their statement, they said that they're directing not only Palestinians, but also the wider global community, which would incorporate the U.S., of course, to mobilize and participate actively. This is how the declaration starts. They say, go forth, whether light or heavy, and strive with your wealth and your lives in the cause of Allah that is better for you if you only knew. Now, here's some concerning parts. They said, we declare next Friday, which is today, so it's good to be warning your listeners. They're declaring today, the Friday of Al-Aqsa Flood, as a day of general mobilization in our Arab and Islamic world. And among the free people of the world, it is a day to rally support, offer aid, and participate actively. They say it is a day to expose the crimes of the occupation, isolate it, and foil all its aggressive schemes. It is a day to demonstrate our love for Palestine, Jerusalem, and Al-Aqsa. It is a day for sacrifice, heroism, and dedication, and to earn the honor of defending the first Qibla of Muslims, the third holiest mosque, and the ascension of the trusted messenger. They go on to say, they call on their rebellious youth throughout the West Bank, in its cities, villages, and uprising camps, in the streets and neighborhoods of Jerusalem, and at the squares of the Blessed Al-Aqsa Mosque to rise up, join massive demonstrations, and shake the ground beneath the feet of the Zionist invaders. They say, we call upon the masses of our Arab and Islamic nation and our Palestinian people in all places, including refugee camps and the diaspora, to march toward the border to our beloved Palestine in massive gatherings. They say, we call upon the free world to mobilize in solidarity with our Palestinian people and in support of what they call a just cause and they think are legitimate rights. And finally, they say, oh, sons of our people, the masses of our Arab and Islamic nation and all free individuals, here is Palestine calling to you and Al-Aqsa Mosque calling out to you. So, Bill, they have put this out. I can't verify that things are going to happen. I haven't heard of any confirmation of anything happening anywhere yet in the news. But nevertheless, you've got.
Well, we're seeing protests all around the world, John. We're seeing
right.
protests. People are coming together, and so when you have people like that coming together and an emotional, statement and all that's been going on, and a rejection of what's happening because they say what's being reported there in the Gaza is not true, that it's a lie, and when people are confronted with this, even with the video, they go, "Well, who's to say that was there? You know, that could be some other video." I mean, they just reject at face value. The thing that, again, what's reinforced in this dictate here, John, is free people. I don't know the Muslim people to be free. What am I missing here? I mean, is it just a rework of the language to try, lie to people to say you're free? I don't see women as being free, for example.
know, and I think the reason they're saying it is I think they're trying to scare people, if not tell people and warn people that, hey, there might be some attacks today all around the world. You just don't
Well, there's
know.
No doubt. No, I know that, but I mean, but they're calling. He says he's calling on the free people of the Muslim world. I can't square that up. More from John Fleetwood after
this. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Israeli general went on national radio in Israel to say there has been absolute apartheid in the occupied West Bank for the past 57 years and even compared the situation there with Nazi Germany.
Palestinians are looking around and thinking, who's going ever to protect us?
Hamas is seeing a wave of popularity after this latest round of violence, presenting itself as the sole defense.
Palestinian people.
Farah never supported Hamas before, but does now.
Violence comes from despair.
In Gaza, many see these attacks as justified.
Many Palestinians believe dancing with death is the only way to show their desperation.
Politicians think they can just ignore the context in which all of this is happening, the fact that Israel is an occupying power.
When you have mandatory conscription and service in Israel, effectively the Palestinians will say it's war against everyone because everyone's a soldier.
Look, I think we need to understand that Palestinians live a daily reality of structural oppression, violence.
Subjugation, control, oppression, etc.
Many Palestinians feel powerless.
The Palestinians have to, they're frustrated. They're trying to get some kind of attention.
Let's talk about the A word.
This is apartheid.
An apartheid regime.
A system of apartheid.
Increasing numbers of Israelis and American Jews are starting to use the A word.
Israel oversees an apartheid regime.
There's an apartheid system in place.
The West Bank is apartheid.
UN human rights experts have characterized as policies and practices which amount to apartheid.
Israel's strategy of self-defense is becoming less defensible in world opinion.
Israel may achieve military victory, but lose the battle of wider world opinion.
There's been these images I've seen of the Iron Dome system, right? So this missile defense system the U.S. partly funded. Can we get an Iron Dome for Gaza?
This is, the language. This is in our own country. We believe in free speech, John Fleetwood. But you got to understand, at some point you've got to have the discernment to appreciate the difference between good and evil here. And people are spouting off their opinions without even realizing, like, for example, what they talk about in terms of the Palestinians in seeing them as some sort of monolithic group. They are not. I've been to Israel and I've, witnessed firsthand and have spoken with Palestinians who tell me, John, they told me that they felt safer in areas controlled by Israelis as opposed to areas that were controlled by the PLO or other Arabs. And, they could come and go and work, within Israel and Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, no problem. But then, when the Intifada started taking place, then it restricted, some of their ability to be able to enter in, for obvious reasons. So people do not understand, here in the West, the ancient hatred that has been targeted against Israel, that the kids that we're importing, from the Middle East who grow up with the mantra that all Jews must be wiped off the face of the earth. This is a generational issue that has been going on for thousands of years, and people are kind of shocked to see, these young people, whether it's Stanford or in these other universities, when they're chanting, all this hatred, toward Israel. And they think, well, it's just the, current professor, the current professors of the university. Yes, they're probably in some cases exacerbating the problem. They bring their own deal. But these kids come already well-oiled and preconditioned with hatred towards Israel in their hearts. And America should not be surprised, because it's not only with them, you have to think about, John, is the millions of immigrants who have come into our country that bring bitterness and hatred in their hearts for God only knows what, and we have no idea.
Yeah, and I want to appeal to young Muslim men, not that there are going to be many listening to this show, but maybe even just for your listeners to think about, as you're interacting maybe with a Muslim today, if you do, or anybody who, like these members of Hamas, they're calling for this day of jihad today on October 13th. I want to appeal to you about this idea of jihad and these leaders who are saying that you ought to go and commit jihad to kill yourself and you'll receive some promised, treasure in heaven. Why don't your leaders go commit jihad? Mm-hmm. Why don't the men who are telling you to go kill yourself in the name of Allah because it's the great possible sacrifice you can make and it's the greatest honor you can bring upon yourself, why don't they go do it? Now, I'm not saying they should go do it. I'm saying based on their telling you to go kill yourself and you to go harm yourself and put yourself in harm's way, why aren't they doing it?
Go be the example. Yeah, go ahead. Lead the way. Yeah.
The very Hamas leader, this Khalid Mishal, who called for this on today to be this global day of jihad, why doesn't he go do it? Why doesn't he go commit jihad if it's so great? I appeal to young Muslims to stop. You're a pawn. You have to be able to see it. If they're mm-hmm. telling you to go harm yourself and kill yourself and kill all these other people is the greatest thing you can do, why don't they go do it? That should tell you something. Stop following such hypocritical men.
Exactly. Well, and sadly here in America, the mainstream media is not getting the narrative or the story from the Palestinians who were concerned that they had no approval whatsoever of what Hamas had conducted. And they're stepping away. That's why, you know, hundreds of thousands have already escaped into Egypt. But now the gate is closed and Egypt says they will not allow any more migrants, you know, coming out of the Gaza. And so, you know, you've got some fair-minded Palestinians, if I might say that, who aren't interested in, you know, lopping off babies' heads or raping somebody's daughter. They want to live in peace. But unfortunately, the leaders are, they're driving the bus right now. And though some people will say, these Palestinians, you know, they're at fault because they elected Hamas. Well, you know, we elected Joe Biden, too. And we wonder, you know, who counted the votes there. So, it is a very, very difficult situation that has a lot of nuance. And hopefully a fair-minded and critically minded thinking Americans can hold this in perspective in such a way. And after everything is all said and done, John, what do we know compared to what God knows, right?
Yeah, good point.
That's why we have to go to the Father. We have to come to Him united and God, please, you know, help. Because, there is all hell's about to break loose. And there's going to be more death happening there in the Gaza. And, you know, and I thought maybe at one time, maybe there would be enough courage and backbone, you know, by these Palestinians who are fair-minded, that they could possibly unite in such a way to get and point out, you know, the Hamas individuals, the evil ones, you know, like they did in the Old Testament. It was like, okay, hey, we're going to come in and, storm the place. And what do you want? Well, you know, send us the head of the evil one and we'll go away, right? And, we may be at a similar moment. I don't know. But God does. And there's an answer here.
Yeah, and I would just implore anybody listening. I mean, we've got other journalists saying to stay out of big cities today.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know if they're going to do anything. We don't have anything for sure, but we sure know that they're calling on it. So just be vigilant and, man, stay home if you can.
Yeah, exactly. Well, John, you know, you talk about that, supposedly there was warning of the Hamas attack 3 days before it happened. Also, the other thing that was shocking to me, that it was being reported, it took the IDF, it took the government 9 hours to respond to what happened. It's no wonder so many people died during this attack last Saturday.
Yeah, very strange. You had The Guardian, you got Associated Press, The Hill, The New York Post, all saying Egypt had warned Israel that there was going to be an attack. So that's some, you know, and you've got the U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee leader, Michael McCull, Representative Michael McCull.
Exactly.
Texas. He confirmed the same thing. What's going on?
Got to leave it there. John Fleetwood, thank you.
Can make a walk in the park. Well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi. Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. Yesterday, Israel advised the United Nations people in the northern Gaza Strip need to leave within 24 hours. The news comes as officials expect the Israeli army to launch a ground assault against the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. The Israel Defense Forces say it's mobilized about 300,000 reservists near the Gaza border and are continuing large-scale strikes on Hamas targets. The United Nations says it's physically impossible to evacuate that many people without devastating humanitarian consequences. 24 Americans are among the dead from the brutal hands of Hamas, with 14 still missing. Should be noted, a former Hamas boss called for a global jihad today. If you see something, say something. The annular eclipse tomorrow will travel from South Oregon to South Texas. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're on standby for Jake Lang. You may remember that name. Today, October 13th, just happens to be his 1,000th day of incarceration as a J6 prisoner without a trial. Can you imagine? This is America. This is unconscionable, what's been happening with the J6 prisoners. And all controlled by this empowered, unconstitutional Justice Department. And this is what they're doing. And Jake is on the line with us right now, so I want to bring him on right away because we've got just such a short amount of time with him. Hey, Jake, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Good morning. God bless you, my brother.
Well, God bless you. Good to have you. 1,000th day, I was just explaining to our audience, that you've been incarcerated unconstitutionally in an American jail. We're not talking that you're in Russia somewhere or North Korea. You're in the United States of America in a I guess what amounts to almost a gulag.
Yeah, you can't say it's a celebration of 1,000. We're commemorating basically it's a tragedy. 1,000 days unconstitutionally held, no right to a speedy trial, no right to reasonable bond, cruel and unusually punished. First Amendment rights destroyed. The Constitution has crumbled before my very eyes and before America's eyes here the last 1,000 mm-hmm. days I've been incarcerated. What you used to think were God-given inherent rights that were inalienable pretty much have just all disappeared. One by one, I've been stripped of every human decency and right. Mm-hmm. But, we serve a God that's able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we could ever ask for or hope for. And he's given me mm-hmm. strength and given me hope inside my heart through Jesus Christ that despite all of the circumstances, I still remain joyful.
Well, God bless you for doing that. I know that you've been ministering to the other J6 prisoners. Jake, is your term there in jail without due process, are you, you know, pretty much at the top of the heap, or are there others in similar conditions as yours?
I mean, the due process violations throughout the January 6th community, over 1,300 of us arrested, 200 of us are currently in prison. I'm just one of many. I mean, I've been incarcerated the longest of everybody. I got arrested 10 days after January 6th, January 16th, and I have not had my trial. In fact, they've canceled my trial three times, and now they have not rescheduled it. So basically, I'm being detained indefinitely for 1,000 days, and about 600 of those 1,000 days, Bill, I've actually spent in solitary confinement, either 22 or 23 hours a day behind a cell door, by myself, with the Word of God, and just and get close to Him. And He's allowed me to have, you know, a measure of success, though, regardless of all of the destruction they tried to wreak in my life. God, blessed me and Star Plus News Network, and raise funds and do things for all the January Sixers, and get lawyers in commissary for hundreds of January 6th defendants.
Well, and that's the thing, and we put out that call, you know, to raise funds, for commissary expenses for J6 prisoners. You might remind everybody again how they can participate and donate for the cause to help, these American patriots who are unconstitutionally being held prisoners, within an American jail, and they need help here because of the limited amount of commissary privileges, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's absolutely despicable what the United States government has done to some of the best men I've ever met in my life. I mean, I'm sitting in here in Washington, D.C. jail gulag, with about 40 other January 6ers in this unit. We've got school teachers in here, carpenters, electricians, plumbers, entrepreneurs, former Marines, such as yourself, Six Semper Fi. Bill, God bless you for your service. Army Rangers. I mean, we've got the best cross-section of American patriots here by far. These guys are brave and they're bold, and they stood up to do what everybody needed to do on January 6th, which is to protest the stolen election. And when they attacked us, we defended this country. And for doing such things, they've been incarcerated now for, some of them, like myself, 1,000 days. And it basically...
Jake, are they asking you to recant? Are they asking you to do something like recant or something? Or, because they've got you pretty much in purgatory right here. What do they expect from you right now, could possibly be delaying this process?
Well, they definitely, every single person that has turned coat on President Trump and gone and cried out to the judge that they no longer are conservative or Republican or a Trump supporter, all those people have been given bond, and then they've been given sweetheart deals for their plea deals. And so the obviously the pressure is there to totally, disavow all of your, conservative beliefs and your, make America great again convictions. So, it's looming. It's hanging over all of our heads. If you just totally throw Trump under the bus and blame him for January 6th and tell everybody that he's a monster, you can pretty much go home at any given moment. But I refuse to do such treachery. And I'm remaining strong in my resolve and standing up for what I believe to be the greatest fight for American liberty, January 6th, our founding.
Well, what's happening to you, Jake, and the other prisoners there is what Hillary Clinton talked about, that, the patriots of America need to be reprogrammed. And in a sense, this is what's happening in these gulags, they're doing everything they can to break you down so that you will, tell them what they want to hear. And, some people have the capacity to say, okay, well, I'll just tell them what they want to hear and, move on and, lie to them and play the game. But others like yourself, you're holding to your integrity and will refuse to do that. And God bless you, because you continue to pay the price as others have paid the price. And we've already had, you know, one individual there who committed suicide because of the pressure that was put, you know, upon him by this Justice Department. We got a couple of minutes left here, Jake, and I wanted to leave room for you to talk about the new documentary that releases today, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's reprehensible. This coercion that they're trying to commit on all of us is it's disgusting. And nothing is, there's no place too low for Biden's DOJ and FBI to try to strike, to try to break their resolve. And they've tried to do that to me, but we refuse, like you said. We have integrity that comes from God, so it's unbreakable. And if everybody wants to help out the January Sixers, as we were speaking about before, with the commissary fund, people can go over to sponsorj6.com. That's a huge help. Many, many families can't afford to give their men anything. A lot of young wives and kids at home, and they're scrapping for food for their own table, let it
exactly
be sorted by the government for $400 or $500 a month. So sponsorj6.com is our new program to help out the prisoners. And so that documentary, Bill, that you're talking about is called Patriots Day. It's planning on being unleashed today on my 1,000th day. I think we're putting out the trailer right now on Gateway Pundit. Basically, it's just a full fledged, you know, every single moment of me at the Capitol that we could gather up, because I was vlogging there. And there's a lot of other stuff. So we will send you guys the link, and you'll post it up on Bill Martinez's social media. Everybody check that out later for the documentary. And I thank you so much for having me on, guys. Go to sponsorj6.com to help out the Jan Sixers. Thank you so much, Bill.
God bless you, Jake Lang. Be well, my friend, okay? And let everybody else know, especially the Marines, you know, tell them for me. Semper Fi. We stand with them forever, okay?
It's Jake Lang. Your death, Bill.
Amen. God bless you. Jake Lang has been with us live from jail at the D.C. Gulag. J6 prisoner being held without a trial. Today is the 1,000th day of his incarceration. Can you imagine? Well, stay with us. We got Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family. He will be next at 18 before the top of the...
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Today is a day that we need to declare, and you know, and this should be a day that we declare all the time, but especially today, being Friday the 13th, and this day of jihad that's been out there. Look, at people of faith, we can declare our own day in Jesus' name. We can declare that today would be a day of peace, a day of shalom, that God's peace would envelop the earth, right? Like the waters cover the seas. May it be so. May we be in agreement to allow God's peace to infiltrate every area of our lives and our culture, and to counter what this individual. And I think that John Fleetwood brought up a good point. I mean, you know, this former Hamas leader. Well, you know, is he leading the way? Is he himself? But no, it's easier to call somebody else to go ahead and do your dirty work for you. And hopefully, you know, whatever it takes, that there would be a moment of sobriety for those who are emotionally reflexive right now, because of the danger that lurks. And this is, as Horace Cooper so brilliantly stated, we're opening up Pandora's box here, and we know that story. Adam Holtz is with us right now, the director for Focus on the Family. Adam, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Bill?
Well, doing fine. Again, you know, praying that we would counter this this day of jihad that has been proclaimed for Friday the 13th, that, you know, people of faith would proclaim it as a day of peace, a day of shalom. You know, that because I believe, Adam, there's more people interested in peace than war.
Yeah.
But,
you know, I think.
Go ahead. I was just going to say that, look, it's God's will. Whatever needs to be done. And I was reminding an expert the other day. I said, you know, the Bible's clear in the book of Ecclesiastes. There's a time for war and a time for peace. And the challenge is understanding. You know, we're not to dictate, you know, to God. The clay doesn't dictate to the potter what he's supposed to design. This is God's world, and this is his domain. And, you know, we know in part, we prophesy in part. The challenge that we have right now is that we need to sync up and be in alignment with God's purposes as to what is going on right now. Israel is the apple of his eye. It's been attacked. And if this is what's supposed to happen, and the retaliation is to be as awesome as it's projected to be, then it's God's will. Meanwhile, you know, there is that challenge that it doesn't spread like a contagion, that Hezbollah at the north doesn't get involved, Iran gets involved, Iran's already involved, even though Joe Biden doesn't want to admit it, but they are involved. It's been well documented for decades that Iran has supported these terrorist groups, whether it's Hezbollah or Hamas, as much as 90%. So their handprints, footprints are all over this. Can this be contained? Only God knows.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly not an expert on the Middle East. It seems like as we think about peace, like, I think everybody, at least in the abstract, would say, of course we want peace. And yet you've got 4 millennia of conflict, right? I mean,
right. This exactly.
conflict that goes back mm-hmm. the earliest pages of Scripture in Genesis,
yeah.
you know? And
well, that's why they refer to it, Adam, as ancient hatred. You know, because it does go back, you know, such a long time, and people don't understand it. It's incomprehensible to them. But when you look at the fruit of this hatred time and again, whether we're looking at something in the recent era, even since Israel became a nation again, before then, the way they were treated in World War One and World War Two, World War One, not so bad, but World War Two, certainly horrific.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's beyond the pale, and I think, and I may be, some might think what I'm about to say is naive or overly simplistic, but if we're serious about peace, the only route to peace is reconciliation and forgiveness, right?
Mm.
And
right.
somebody has to be brave enough to offer the olive branch, and I know that it's not that easy, right? I mean, I know that, you know, we saw even with the peace accords with Sadat, I mean, in my lifetime, it goes back and forth. We broker a fragile peace, the grievances one way or the other rise up, violence erupts again, there's retribution. I don't know how to break that cycle, and I certainly wouldn't pretend to, but I think reconciliation and forgiveness have to be in the mix or there's no hope. Otherwise, you just have the endless cycle of reprisals one way or the other.
Well, because that comes from God, Adam. God. If you don't have a connection with God, it's the wrong gospel, wrong church. And when you see what's happened is the PLO for years have been given. I mean, Israel has offered them up to 99% of what they wanted, and their deal is 100% or nothing. And what 100% looks like is the total annihilation of Israel. So what you're negotiating is your funeral. You're not negotiating a peace and moving forward. No, they just want you wiped off the face of the earth. And the thing that the Arabs and the world does not understand is that land is precious land. That God has put his handprint, his being is on that land. And time and again, you get these outside agents, even knuckleheads here in the United States, that think that they can be real estate agents, you know.
Right.
And every time they do, it's like God reminds them, because this is well documented. John McTiernan, a good friend of mine, has documented this, that every time America tries to get involved with Israel's foreign policy and tries to trade land for peace, guess what happens within 48 hours? A national disaster. I mean, to the tune of probably close to $1 trillion worth of damage over the years, going back to, you know, many presidents, even George H. Bush, had problems. I mean, every time people interfere, and you would think by now they would understand, hands off. This is God's territory. This is God's, you know, land. And you know what? He doesn't need a real estate agent.
Right. Yeah. No. And, you know, I think in terms of the plugged in connection, and there actually is one here. I saw a story, I think yesterday, that Israel has really counseled parents to take social media off their kids' phones because the images that are being pumped into
Oh, wow. Yeah,
those
exactly.
are beyond the pale, right? I mean, it's incomprehensible what's happening. And, you know, you and I grew up in a time when maybe we watched, Dan Rather or somebody, Walter Cronkite, on the news giving the body bag report from Vietnam. But that was all sanitized. It was a small fraction of time. It was limited. But now social media, it just offers a pipeline of unedited, graphic, horrific content. And obviously social media is one of the things we deal with at Plugged In. But I applaud the Israeli government in saying, hey, get your kids off of this, because they're going to
exactly
see things they can't unsee.
Well, and you got to congratulate also, believe it or not, Macron and the French, who have said, look, we're not going to tolerate these protests. Take it somewhere else. We are restricting, you know, this kind of demonstration, because this is after. I think everything is all said and done. We're not going to solve this particular issue through protest on the streets. It's been going on, as you said, for thousands of years. And even here in America, people are shocked. They go, wait a minute, these kids, you know, they're going to these elite colleges and they have hatred like this in their heart. Where did that come from? It must be those doggone professors, you know, blame it on the professors again. And I go, well, maybe in part, but you got to understand, these kids are indoctrinated from the day they're born that they must hate the Jews, right? So they bring that. We import that, you know, that darkness of heart into this country.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need to consider that, because that's right. We're importing millions of people at our southern border right now. We have no idea what's in their hearts and what potential damage they can do. But there is danger lurking, no doubt, right?
That's exactly right. And I think for all of us, we need to be vigilant in terms of understanding what's happening in the world. And I think our next step as Christians is not just to let the ideas and the images and the news cause us to move toward anxiety or agitation.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to step through that and say, you know what? I have an opportunity and a responsibility to be in prayer for this situation, for the peoples involved, for all of the issues involved. And I don't even know how to pray for it, but I'm thankful that Scripture says, sometimes we don't know how to pray, but God's there through His Holy Spirit to intercede before, you know, for us on our behalf.
Amen.
Groans that we don't even understand. And I can't help but look at this situation and say, when we've seen the kind of atrocities perpetrated that have happened in the last week, there is a demonic and a spiritual element in play here that has to be resisted spiritually.
Amen. And how do we do that?
Well, we do it on our knees, and we do it with other people, you know, and we stay informed.
Right, exactly. And understanding that in a spiritual battle, we put on the full armor of God, right?
Yeah.
You know, starting with the belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, sandals of peace, shield of faith is able to quench every fiery dart of the enemy.
Yeah.
The helmet of salvation, as we put that on, it renews our mind and our thinking. And, of course, the offensive weapon of all time, the Word of God.
Yep.
A sword of faith. Thank you.
Yep.
Take care.
America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. We'll be right back.